This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Printress has been making waves in the Malaysian startup scene since they secured the CIP 500 funding from Cradle. They aim to become the ASEAN version of Zazzle. Now, if you don't know Zazzle, it's an Amazon for customized gifts and well on their way to be a billion-dollar company based on California. Now, how is Printress making their mark in ASEAN? The twin brothers are with us today, Henry and Vincent Tong. Welcome to both of you. First of all, you know, because this is maybe I'm not in that age group. What is this whole business all about, Printress?
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Vincent Tong. And
I'm Henry Tong.
Thanks for having us here. Printress stands
FYI,
for...
FYI, they look completely alike and they sound alike.
Yeah, correct. So, Printress stands for Printing of Your Precious Gift. It's an online marketplace for customers to create their memorable gift with our online design tool. Like, for example, they can upload their photos, designs, or enter any text to print it on our gift items. And it's also a designer marketplace for designers to sell their art for royalty fee.
Mm-hmm. So yes. This business has been around even before you had the secured the funding from Cradle, right?
Yes.
How long was it around before you managed to get the funding?
Yeah. Actually, we applied for CIP 500 in 2014 when we joined Magic.
Mm.
But it failed because our traction is not there yet. So after we spent a year to improve our website, UI, UX, and to grow to a certain traction in terms of the sales and the members, so we managed to secure CIP 500 by last year, 2016.
So the business was started in 2014 already?
2015.
Oh, sorry, 2015.
2015. Yeah. So you were part of the accelerator program at Magic.
Yes, correct.
Okay, so now how big is this marketplace? Let's just talk about globally. How big is this kind of business?
Okay. According to the latest features by our competitors in Indonesia, they say that the printing size in Indonesia is about 9.1 billion. Mm. So we estimate the whole ASEAN country is about 30 billion in the whole printing industry.
Okay. Yeah. If you look at your customers, right, so it's very much, there's a combination of both B2B and there's also individual.
Yeah.
Okay. If I go online, what's the process as an individual?
Okay. As an individual, normally they buy our gift for birthday or wedding occasions. So they can come to our websites, choose a product, for example, a mug, and then they can use our online design tool to choose a template for the mug and upload their photos, enter their text, and then to see the mock-up of the mug from different angles. So if they are happy with the mug designs, they can just make payment online and we will print and deliver to them within 3 to 5 working days.
And you can minimum order of?
As low as one piece.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so for this B2B customer, normally they will send an email to us. Then our salesperson will contact them. Because normally for B2B customer, they order in bulk. Let's say 100 to a few thousand. So normally we will have many email to ask them the design and what color they want, what material they want. After we finalize, then only we start printing.
Okay, if you look at your in terms of your business, the bulk of it is corporate.
In terms
of revenues coming in, it's more with the corporate rather than individuals.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, but I guess people would use you guys for weddings in a sense.
Correct.
Yeah. Is it easy for someone to say, I want to do the same kind of business?
I don't think it's very easy because to start this business or to be our competitors, first of all, they must invest in this online design tool. And this is not a ready-made features available out there. They need to spend about 6 figures to 7 figures to develop this application first. And then the next thing is they need to know how to print all those gift items. Mm. Like we use heat transfer printings, digital printings, and many printings method to print all our gift. So I don't think it's very easy to learn this in a shorter time.
Okay. Why do you think there are no big players in ASEAN for this?
Okay. Actually, in ASEAN, there are few competitors out there, and then they just raise funds from like Rocket Internet and from Singapore VC. There are few competitors out there. Mm. But the reason I think there are not many competitors is because the customized gift idea is still very new in ASEAN country. Because not everyone knows that oh, they can actually print their masks as low as one piece at affordable price.
Mm. Yeah. I can imagine China would have come out with something equivalent.
Okay, in China, actually, they can they have this advantage in terms of pricing, the cost. But however, they, as I know, they are not even venture into this industry. Mm. Probably they are looking for those B2B market. They are looking for the big king. Mm. But for us, we are looking for this niche market.
Okay. Yeah. How do you think you're disrupting this space? Whose lunch are you taking?
Okay. For the gift ideas in Malaysia or the ASEAN country is actually very big. So actually, we are competing with those
your traditional
gift shops out there. Like, for example, we realize that nowadays, the teenager or the millennium, they are always looking for something unique, memorable, customized to impress themselves or to impress the gift recipients. So with our advanced printing technology, we enable them to design their own gift via our online design tool and get it shipped to them within 3 to 5 working days.
Okay, so it's is a complete online business, or as you said just now, if you have an order of 100 and someone sends you an email, there'll be someone to attend to them as well.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, now you've also got other businesses, right?
Yeah.
And this is your DIY printing supply and 123 Cheese photo booth. So tell us about the DIY printing supply.
Okay, for DIY printing supply, we mainly supply all kind of DIY gift printing machines, equipment and materials for those entrepreneurs who want to start their low-cost, high-profit printing business. Mm. So they can be from gift shops, forests, or printing shop. So they can invest in less than about 800 ringgit above to start their small business in this.
Mm. So that was your first business?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, therefore, your first business and then evolve into the 123 Cheese photo booth. And what's that? The photo booth? That's a photo booth business.
Okay, for photo booth, we provide mobile photo booth rental services for any event organizers to impress their guests. Mm. Yeah, with our props, our backdrops, and also with our memorable photos. Mm. So with the fast speed photo printer, we can get them to our booth, strike a pose, and then get the photo printed instantly.
123 Cheese.
Yeah, 123 Cheese. Don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. Now, isn't there a lot of people doing that business, though?
Yes. Mm. Because, to be honest, the entry barrier for this photo booth is not high. Mm. As long as they have their own camera, photo printer, they can start this business. But however, we also face some challenges because there are many new competitors popping out in this market. So what we do is to offer more added value to our clients. Like, for example, we provide free photo template design, and we provide them backdrop designs, and also we also use Printshares as a freebies to offer them these freebies. Like, for example, once they got their photos, they can actually print it on our gift items.
Okay.
So with this synergy, we can provide more added value.
So when you look at the kind of number of events that happens on a weekly basis, what are we looking at in just the Klang Valley?
Okay, for Klang Valley, I believe easily there can be up to 1,000 events in a week.
Mm.
And then according to our friends from a wedding industry, they claim that in a month,
there's 20,000 wedding dinner in Klang Valley.
Mm.
20,000.
Yeah, serious.
So the market size is still very big.
Yeah.
Okay. So and when you started all these businesses, right, they were all bootstrapped.
Yes, correct.
And how do you think that's so important, though? I mean, of course, you know, great, you've got your funding, but you know, to start your business the hard way, what do you think have been some of the learnings from that?
When we started our business in 2008, I get learned from my brothers, my mothers, about 20,000, and then later on 50,000. And then I use the money to grow our business from zero to something today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then he joined you.
Yeah. Then Henry joined us in...
During that time, I was working in Singapore. And my brother come to me and said, I want to borrow money from you. That time, he is very pity because he worked 24 hours a day, sleeping in container. Mm. And that time, in fact, still not earning a lot.
Yeah,
so
correct.
That time, I'm in Singapore, so I just tell him, give me your bank account number.
Okay.
And I borrow the money to him.
Okay, so yeah. Seeing that you all were sharing the same womb.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Okay, we'll talk about your plans out into ASEAN in just a while. Henry Tong and Vincent Tong from Princess. This is Enterprise. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
I have a dream.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. Frida Liu here, speaking to the Tong brothers, Henry Tong and Vincent Tong from Princess. They made waves in the Malaysian startup scene when they secured the CIP 500 funding from Cradle. And what they do is they want to be the ASEAN version of Zazzle. We were just speaking earlier on that it is a full family business. All the Tong brothers are involved. There's the other Tong. What are the names?
Frida Tong and Kenneth Tong.
Okay, and the CTO and the CFO.
They are the CFO and COO.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they're all, everybody's involved. You know, when you talk about expanding, and you were saying that in Indonesia, there already is another player. So where are you right now in terms of presence?
Okay, for Princess, currently we are in Malaysia and Singapore, and then we treat Singapore as a learning experience. Mm. So once we build our website to cater for this Singapore market, and then we will try to see, is there anything we need to do to expand overseas?
Hmm.
So currently, we are getting some sales from Singapore. After that, our next will be expanding to Australia and some Western countries. Yeah, okay. Because of the currency also.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and you don't have to be physically present, right?
Yeah, correct.
So in terms of, I guess, you need to work out logistics. That would be the biggest concern.
Yes, correct. Because for example, Singapore, right, we just develop our website and then there's, for example, princess.com/SG for Singapore market. And then we will use SEO to drive some free traffic from there. Okay, and then after we got this order from there, we will print in Klang and deliver to there. So I believe the logistic is one of the big issue. And then the second one, it will be the payment. Yeah. So, but the good thing is, I think because of this e-commerce is booming, the logistic is getting mature and mature nowadays.
Okay, so Singapore is already present. You're saying what countries are you looking at after that?
The next one will be Australia, and then followed by USA, Canada, and some Western countries.
So the selling feature, the USP, will be cost. In a way, I'm sure that if you talk about Australia, would they have a similar kind of service in Australia?
Yes.
Mm.
Because based on the Google keyword research tool, right?
Yeah.
In Australia, they are very well educated about customized gift.
Mm.
So this is also another reason for us to penetrate into the market.
Mm.
Because we don't need to educate the market about personal gift.
Mm.
They are looking for another vendors, and we believe our price stand a better chances.
Okay.
Yeah.
If other than price, do you think, you know, if we can't just be competing on price alone, so what would be so special?
Okay. Before, besides our price, I think the website usability with our easy-to-use online design tool, our customers can just come to our website, design their own mask, phone case, or t-shirts with our online design tool. Without any knowledge in graphic design, they can just do it easily online.
Mm. Okay, do you think will it still be the same promise of a minimum order of one? Would you be able to do that in all these countries?
Yeah, sure. Because it will be this advanced printing technology, we can print everything as low as one piece.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, under the CIP 500, right, the reason you got your funding, what are the plans under that funding?
Thanks, Cradle, again, for the CIP 500. So we'll use this CIP 500 as a commercialization funds.
Mm.
About 60% we'll spend on online marketing, like Facebook ads, Google ads, email marketing, and so on, to promote our gift ideas to our target audience. And then 40% will be spending on these hiring, on those positions that related to sales and marketing.
Hmm. Yeah. And how many staff do you guys have at the moment?
Currently, in our group, we have about 50.
Hmm.
Yeah, and we are expanding now.
Okay, and the group 50. So if you look at where your company will be in the next 5 years, where do you think you'll be?
Okay, for Princess, we would like to be the ASEAN Zazzle, okay, to be the one-stop printing supplies in this, be it personal gift and corporate gift. Like for example, currently our website is more about personalized gift for birthday, weddings, and then we are enhancing our website to cater to those office use. Like for example, we also want to include like bunting printing, lanyard printing, PVC card printing in our website very soon.
And if you look at your DIY printing supply and 123 cheese booth, those are not as easily scalable.
For DIY printing supply, because of the limitation, because we need to open a warehouse to serve the customers. So currently we are still in Malaysia. But having said that, sometimes we will have some customers from Singapore and Brunei to our office showroom to buy our machines. And for 123 cheese, because we need to go there and set our photo booth. So currently we are also in Malaysia. So, although with online, with this SEO, from time to time, we will have some inquiries from Sabah, Sarawak, or maybe from Singapore. But we will consider if our price, they can accept our price.
Right.
Yeah, correct.
So in terms of the most scalable kind of business of online, it is still Princess.
Yes, correct.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Because for Princess, our gift item is not big, it's not heavy, so we can print everything locally and we can ship it worldwide.
Right. So you can print on mugs, you can print on
t-shirts, phone case, cushion, mouse pad, cushions,
puzzles. We will be adding more and more product category from now until next year.
Okay. So that's where the money is going to.
Yes, correct.
So kind of when customers come to our website, they will see many choices, many color, and for the t-shirt they can have many sizes and many free gifts also.
Okay, and you just can order one you'll be able to get that as well. So I guess that's the USP, the fact that because a lot of times when people need to order things, they say, oh, minimum order.
Yeah.
So you're able to do that.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and when you do that, you're still profitable, or are you working as a loss leader in that way? Is that a gimmick to just get people in?
Yeah, actually for those quantity, like for example, as low as one, right? Although the sales volume is not high, but the profit is there.
Okay.
Yeah, because of, like, for example, a mug, right? We are not selling the mug itself, but we're also selling the designs printed on it.
Right. So that's there is profitability on every item and everything, but the appeal to the customer is, I just need one that's personalized to me.
Yeah, we can do it.
And it's more, and if you look at your not corporate customers, the rest will be very much millennial.
Yeah, millennial. And sometimes we have customers like from 35 to 44.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I think they are looking for something special for their anniversary. Like for example, for my case, during my wedding proposal in last 2 years, right, I printed my love stories in 81 pieces of ceramic tiles.
Okay.
And then I frame it. And then, yeah, luckily, I success.
Thankfully, she said yes.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, thanks for being with us, guys. All the best, and congratulations on that funding as well. So check it out, Princess, Henry Tong and Vincent Tong. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.